This is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review. This book review appeared in Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 10, Number 1, in January of 2018, and it's found on pages 286 to 287. A PDF of this review can also be found at sermonaudio.com. This review is of a book by John D. Currid, titled Ecclesiastes, A Quest for Meaning, published by Evangelical Press Books in 2015. The book is 155 pages in length. John Currid, professor of Old Testament at the Reformed Theological Seminary of Charlotte, North Carolina, is the author of this new volume in the Welwyn Commentary Series. Like others in the series, for which Currid also serves as editor, this is not an academic study commentary with focus on detailed verse-by-verse exegesis and analysis. Rather, it is a devotional, thought-by-thought, spiritual reflection on the book of Ecclesiastes. In the introduction, Currid begins by noting, quote, "There is no book in the Old Testament that is as maligned and criticized as the book of Ecclesiastes," end quote, page 5. He then contends that this disparagement is due to misunderstanding. According to Currid, quote, "The heart of the book is the problem of man's attempt to find meaning in creation without knowing the Creator," end quote, page 6. Though some have expressed doubts about equating Qohelet with Solomon, Currid defends and assumes the traditional view of Solomonic authorship. He suggests that Ecclesiastes can be thematically divided into five parts. Part 1, The Problem, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Part 2, The Quest, chapter 1, verse 12 through chapter 3, verse 13. Part 3, Objections, from chapter 3, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 29. Part 4, Practical Advice, from chapter 8, verse 1 through chapter 11, verse 10. Part 5, Conclusion, chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. The remainder of the book consists of Currid's analysis of and meditations upon sequential passages within these five sections. Though he provides some verbal and literary analysis along the way, for example, in his discussion on pages 51 and 52 on the poetic structure of Ecclesiastes 3, verses 2 through 10, he points out the merismous pairings of opposites. The real value of the brief commentary is in the theological, devotional, homiletical, and pastoral reflections he shares along the way. Currid is especially adept at offering simple, yet satisfying explanations and insights into difficult-to-interpret verses. Compare his comments on pages 151 and 152 on Ecclesiastes 12, verses 3 through 8, as a figurative description of the aging and dying process, an interpretation in keeping with Reformed commentators of the past, like Matthew Henry, Matthew Poole, and Charles Bridges. Pastors who preach from Ecclesiastes will find this brief devotional commentary brimming with information, insights, and anecdotes to aid in their sermon preparation. I made liberal use of Currid's book while preaching a recent series through the book of Ecclesiastes and found it to be helpful time and again. If you plan to preach or teach in Ecclesiastes, you will find this small book to be a ready aid. Here ends the review. You can subscribe to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes to receive sermons, podcasts, and book reviews like this one.